We're beginning the fourth parak of Maseches Tainis and Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah begins. B'shalosh haprakim b'shana kohanim nosim es kapheim arba pamim b'yom b'shacharis b'musaf b'mincha b'ne'ilas sha'arim. There are three times a year when kohanim raise their hands, meaning to bless the people, to do birchas kohanim, to duchen. There are three times a year when they do that four times a day, at shacharis b'musaf mincha and at the tefillah of ne'ilah. When are those three times? Betanios, uba mamados, uba yom kippurim. On fast days, on mamados, we will learn in a minute what that is. We've seen a reference earlier in the Masechta. Uba yom kippurim, and also on Yom Kippur. Elohein mamados, these are the mamados. Lifi shenemar, because the pasuk says, Sabbath b'nei Yisrael is karboni lachmi. Hashem says, command b'nei Yisrael to offer my carbon, my bread, my sustenance. So all of Klal Yisrael is obligated to offer the daily karbanos. So the Mishnah asks, but how can an offering be offered for someone if he is not there standing over the karban? Therefore, Hiskinu Nevi'im Rishonim Esrim V'arba Mishmaros. The early Nevi'im instituted 24 Mishmaros, 24 groups of Kohanim that would alternate serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Al Kol Mishmar Mishmar Hayamamad B'Yushalayim Shel Kohanim Shel Avim V'Shel Yisraelim. And with each Ma'amad corresponding to each Mishmar, there is a Ma'amad in Yushalayim, a group of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, and they would, so to speak, represent Klal Yisrael and stand over the carbon and daven for the carbon to be accepted. Higiyazman Mishmar La'alos, and once it reached the turn of a certain Mishmar to go up to Yushalayim, Kohanim Levim Olim Yushalayim. The Kohanim Levim would go up to Yushalayim. V'Yisrael Shabosu Mishmar Miskansin La'areim V'Korin V'Maisa Bracious. And the Yisraelim that didn't live in Yushalayim, who are part of that week's Maimud, would gather together in their cities, and they would lane the Psukim of Maisa Bracious, and we'll explain why they would lane that. And also they'd have special tefillos for the carbon. So some Yisraelim that would live in Yushalayim, they would gather in Yushalayim to daven for the karbon, and those who do not live in Yushalayim would gather outside of Yushalayim for the special laning and davening. Let's continue in the Mishnah for a little bit more. We'll read the parentheses. V'anshi amayim et hayim is'anin arba yamin b'shavua. The Yisraelim of that week, whose turn it was to be their maimon, would fast 4 days a week. Yom beiz v'ad yom chamishi, Monday through Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Lohay misanin erev Shabbos, meaning covered a Shabbos. They wouldn't fast on Friday because of covered a Shabbos. Lo ba'echa b'Shabbos k'tei shel yetzu mimenucha v'oneg liyagia v'tainis v'yamusun. They would not fast on Sunday so that they would not be leaving rest and pleasure from Shabbos and go directly into toil and fasting, which would cause them to die or, you know, at least make them very sick. Continuing in the Mishnah, b'yom harishon b'reishis v'yihi rakia. On the first day they would read day one of creation, Bereishis, that portion of the Torah, and then day two in creation of Vayihi Rakia, when Hashem separates the firmament. B'sheni, on Monday, Yihi Rakia V'Yikavu Hamayim, they would read days two and day three of the creation story. B'shlishi Yikavu Hamayim V'Yihi Ma'oros, and then on Tuesday they would read days three and day four. B'reviyu Hayu Ma'oros V'Yishritzu Hamayim, on Wednesday they would read days four and day five. B'chamishi Yishritzu Hamayim, on Thursday they would read Yishrus Hamayim, day 5, V'sotzer Ha'aretz Desha, day 6, V'shishi V'sotzer Ha'aretz Desha, V'yichlu Hashemayim, and day 6 they read the creation of day 6, and also V'yichlu Hashemayim, that Hashem rested on Shabbos. Parsha Gedolah Korno Sobishnaim, so every day they read two different parshas, two paragraphs in the story. The larger paragraph they would divide into two aliyos. V'aktana B'yachad, and the smaller paragraph would be read by one person. B'shacharis b'musaf b'mincha nichnasim v'korin al pihem k'korin eshma. And on shacharis musaf mincha, they would gather together and they would read just out loud by heart the laning, not from Sefer Torah, just like they were saying the Shema. The Gemara will explain that line. Erev Shabbos b'mincha loy nichnasim v'nikavod a Shabbos. But on Fridays they would not gather on mincha for the special laning and davening because they had to get ready for Shabbos out of Kavod HaShabbos. Okay, let's stop there for now. In the Mishnah, let's see Rashi. B'shalosh haprakim b'musaf, three times a year there's musaf b'farsh b'gemar. The Gemara will explain what that means. Ni'ilah sha'arim, the tefillah of the closing of the gates. B'farsh b'brachos yushami perk tefillah sa'shachar. The Yerushalmi Maseches Brachos explains, a Masai Ni'ila, when is Ni'ila? Yesha Omer Ni'ila Shari Mikdash, some say refers to the closing of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Yesha Omer Ni'ila Shari Shamayim, some say it means the closing of the gates of heaven. Shinoel and Osan La'is Erev Vigmar Tfilah, because they close at evening time with the conclusion of the davening. V'nogen Hayu Le'ispal Tfilas Ni'ila B'chol Tanisam, in the times of the Mishnah and Gemara, they used to daven Ni'ila on all of their fast days. Kederach Shemesfalim B'Yom Kippurim, the same way that we daven Ni'ila on Yom Kippur. They would have it not only on Yom Kippur, they have it on all fast days. Elohim Ma'amados, these are the Ma'amados. Hamisanin, who would fast. Mispalin Barim, they would daven in their city. Shikabli Baratzim Karban Achim Kirlakaiman, they would daven that the carbon of their brothers of Klaishva would be accepted, as the Mishnah Gemara explains later on. Lefishinemar Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, Shatamid Va Min Hashkalim Shel Klal Yisrael, the Tamid, the daily offering was brought from the Shkalim of all of Klal Yisrael, it belonged to the whole Tzibor. V'ef Shershu Kol Yisrael Omdin Al Gabei Karbanam, and obviously all of Klal Yisrael can't come every day to stand over their own carbon and offer their carbon. Therefore, Uminu Ma'amados Lios Bimkon, therefore they appointed these different groups each week. A different group of Klal Yisrael would be the representative to stand and daven for the carbon. Nevi'im HaRishonim, the early prophets, Shmuel David B'Gemar Mefarsh, the one explaining is Shmuel David, Al Kol Mishmar, for every group of Kohanim, Arba'a V'Esri Mishmar Shel Kohanim Hayu, there are 24 groups of Kohanim, Ushmuel V'David Tiknum, and Shmuel and David established them. Al Kol Mishmar Hayu Mamad B'Yushalayim, for every Mishmar there is a Mamad, a group of Yisraelim in Yushalayim, Shekvuim V'Omdim B'Ir, that they lived and were settled in the city. V'omdin al karban achim, they would stand over the carbon of their brothers. Olavad elu, but besides the Yisraelim and Yushalayim, Hadarim Yushalayim, hayom mamados b'chol ir sheYisrael b'chol ir, they were mamados in every city. SheYisrael nechaliku l'chavdal mamados k'neged arba v'asher mishmaros, because there are 24 mamados corresponding to the 24 mishmaros. K'desani b'brais hashem mem tesmidos, as the brais of mem tesmidos explains behind the Snan Hayu Mamad Yushalayim Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, and so what it means that there is a Mamad in Yushalayim of Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim. Kohanim Levim Shel Mishmar Hayu Olin, the Kohanim Levim of that week's turn would go up to Yushalayim, Li Yushalayim Kohanim Lavoda Levim Lashir, Kohanim to serve and Levim to sing. Mikolah Mamados Hayu Kavum Yushalayim Lamod Al Karban Achem, and from every group of all the Mamados, there were some Yisraelim set in Yushalayim to stand over the carbon. Bashar Hayu Miskansin La Ramba, the rest of the Yisraelim of that Maimon would gather in their cities. Umispalin al Karban Achim Shiskabal Baratzon, they would daven that the carbon should be accepted by Hashem. Umisanin, and they would fast. Umutsian Sefer Torah B'Yomatanisam, and they would bring out the Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah on their fast days. The Koran B'Maisa Bracious, B'Gemar Mefarshima, they would read from Maisa Bracious, and the Gemara will explain the reason. The Yom Rishon Shel Shiva, on the first day, on Sunday of the week, Koran Bracious, they would read again from Maisa Bereishis, Parsha Rishona, they would read the first day's creation first, Uparsha Yirakia, and then they would also read the day two on Sunday when God separated the firmaments. Why? Lefishayim, Uparshas Bereishis, Levada Tes Pesukim, because the first paragraph of Bereishis Bar Elokim does not have nine Pesukim, Kedei Kriyas Koyin, Levi Yisrael, V'chein Kulam, in order that there should be three Pesukim for each of the three Aliyahs, and similarly with all of the day's readings. B'shishi v'sos eretz ad v'yechulu. On Friday they would read v'sosei ha'aretz until v'yechulu. L'fishi v'harshas tosei ha'aretz ein ba'alash v'na p'sukim, because again, the paragraph of tosei eretz only had eight p'sukim. L'fishi chomer v'yechulu, therefore they also needed to say v'yechulu. And the Mishnah said parsha gedola, the larger paragraph, shiva parshas halalu, of these parshas. Koran oso b'shnaim, they would read it with two aliyahs. Could go on parsha rishon shel Bereishis, for example, on Sunday, the first paragraph of Bereishis, Yesh b'chamish p'sukim, has five p'sukim. So therefore, hayi koran oso b'shnaim, therefore they would read it with two aliyahs. Can we remember Gemara, Zimura will explain. But Yihirakia, but then Yihirakia, which has less than five p'sukim b'echa, they would only read it with one aliyah. Uviyamashani, then on Monday, Yihirakia b'echa, Yihirakia would, again, only be read only by one aliyah, one person. Yikavu b'shnaim, and then the next paragraph of days three creation of Yikavu amayim, Sheish b'hev p'sukim, which has five p'sukim, would be read by two people. Vayamashishi, then on the third day, Yikavu ba'achad, Yikavu, paragraph of Yikavu would be read by one aliyah, Shem ba'al heib sukim, because it only has five, Vahima oros b'shnaim, and then the next paragraph of Vahima oros would be read by two aliyahs, Shesh ba'vav sukim, because that has more, that is six sukim. Fine. V'koranos al p'yam, and they would read it by heart, orally. Kol ech b'fnei atzmo, each person, each individual would do it his own. Uboy b'gomar, they will ask, my ka'amar, what is the Mishnah saying? Mekar k'tani parsha k'tana, originally it says that the smaller paragraph would be read by two aliyahs, and the larger, one aliyah, and the larger paragraph by two aliyahs. Dimashma of a Sefer Torah Koran, which sounds like they read it out of a Sefer Torah, you know, with aliyahs like we do in Shul. B'hadar tan alpiyam, then it says everyone just reads it by themselves. So the Gemara will explain what the Mishnah means exactly. Rashi then adds, Parsha ben Ila Leka, but laning, there was no laning during Ila, only at Shacharis, Musaf, and Mincha. Okay. Back into the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Yom Sheish Bo Halel, any day that there is Halel, for example, on Rosh Chodesh or on any other holiday, so on that day, Ein Ma'amud B'Shacharis, there would not be any special Maimud Tfilos if it was your week to be in the Maimud at Shacharis, because you were busy, you had to say Halel also. We'll see Rashi and the Gemara will explain more. Karban Musaf, a day in which there is a Karban Musaf, also like Rosh Chodesh or some other holiday. Ein B'ni Ila, there, again, there are no special Maimud Tfilos on Ni'ila. Rashi explains it means even Ni'ila, certainly a Musaf or Mincha, because again, we're busy with the Musaf Karban. And carbon eats in a day in which there is the wood offering. We'll see what that means in a second. But when there's no wood offering, aim at mincha, then there are no special tefillos at mincha. But there will be special tefillos later in the day at ni'ilah, because the carbon eats them doesn't involve them as much as a carbon musaf. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo ben Azai, but then ben Azai told him, kachai Rabbi Yeshua Shona, Yeshua used to teach it in this way, that what? Carbon musaf ain b'mincha, when there's a carbon musaf, then there are no special maimon tefillos at mincha, but there will be at ni'ila. Karban eitzim ain bin ni'ila, but when there's a karban eitzim, even ni'ila, both mincha and ni'ila, there are no special maimon tefillos. Basically, the exact opposite. And then, Chazer Rabbi Kiva liyoshona keben Azai. Rabbi Kiva later changed his mind and would teach like ben Azai. So what is this karban eitzim? So the Mishnah explains that there are certain days that were set aside where descendants of certain families would bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash as an offering for that wood to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah just lists these days. Zman Ase Kohanim V'Ha'am Tisha, there are 9 times when the Kohanim and the nation as a whole, or people from the nation, would bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'acha ben Nisan b'nei Erech ben Yehuda, on the first of Nisan, the family, the descendants of Erech ben Yehuda would bring wood. Ba'asrim b'Tammuz, on the 20th of Tammuz, b'nei David ben Yehuda, that family would bring. Ba'chamisha ba'av, on the 5th of Av, b'nei Parash ben Yehuda, that family would bring. Ba'shiva bo, on the 7th of Av, b'nei Yonadav ben Rachav would bring. Ba'sarbo, on the 10th of Av, b'nei Sana ben Binyamin, that family would bring. Ba'chamisha sarbo, B'nei Zusa ben Yehuda, on the 15th of Av, B'nei Zusa ben Yehuda would bring, V'imahem Kohanim Levim, and also Kohanim and Levim that would want to bring wood could bring, V'chol Mishita B'Shivto, and similarly anyone who was mistaken about his tribe, meaning if he knew he was from one of these families, but he didn't know which family, so he could bring on this day. Similarly, U'b'nei Gonvi Eli, U'b'nei Kotzei Kitzios, also on this day, the family of the Gonvi Eli, those who stole the pistol, this is the nickname, the world knows what the nickname is for, U'b'nei Kotzei Kitzios, are those who cut dates, again a nickname, the world knows what the nickname means, that family would also bring on that day, on the 15th of Av. Ba'esrim Bo, on the 20th of Av, B'nei Pachas, Moav ben Yehuda, so that family would bring. Ba'esrim Ba'elo, on the 20th of Elo, B'nei Adin ben Yehuda, that family would bring. Ba'echad B'teve Shabo, B'nei Parush, Shavu B'nei Parush, Shnia, and on the 1st of Teves, the family of Parush returned for another time, they would bring wood again. Okay, Rashi will say in a little more detail what are these dates and families, but these are the dates on which certain families would bring wood. Ba'echad B'teves, the Mishnah just points out that on the 1st of Teves, lo hayabo maimud, there was no maimud whatsoever during the entire day. Why? Shahayabo halal, it was both Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah, so they would say halal, and therefore, as the Mishnah said, whenever you say halal, there's no maimud tfilos at Shacharis. The Karban Musaf, and there is also a Karban Musaf, because it's Rosh Chodesh, but Karban Eitzim is also the day they brought wood. So therefore, since there's no Karban Musaf, there are no special tefillos at Mosaf. And since there's a carbon eitzim, as Mishnah said, therefore there's also no maima tefillos both at Mincha and Ne'ilah. So on the first of Teves, there would be no maima tefillos during any tefillah during that day. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Kol, first word in the line, the fifth line in the wide lines in Rashi, Kol yom sheish bo halo imbo maimot shacharis, if whenever there's halo, so there are no maimot tefillos at shacharis, Osin shayu b'Yushalayim, those Yisraelim that were in Yushalayim, lo yimisvalen al karban achayim, they wouldn't daven for the carbon of their brothers, sheish bo halo, because there's halo that day. V'fishein lahem penai lastos maimotim, because there wouldn't be enough time to also do the maimot tefillos, shekorinus ahalo, because they also had to say halo. And because of halo, they would set aside, push aside the ma'ima tefilos. Carbon musaf. Yom sheish bo carbon musaf, a day in which there is a carbon musaf, Yushalayim and Yushalayim. Ain ma'ima ve ne'ilah Yushalayim, so there would be no ma'ima tefilos at ne'ilah and Yushalayim. V'kol shechem v'mincha, and certainly there would be no ma'ima tefilos at mincha, smuch l'musaf, which is much closer to the musaf carbon, musaf time. Why the fishai trudim be musaf? Because they are busy with the musaf. Sheish be lahakir vehemus yoser mitamid, because they would have to bring more animals than the regular daily offering. Shu echad, because the daily offering is only one animal. And ain lecha musaf below shtei behemus. And there's no musaf with less than two behemus. So musaf will always be at least two more behemus, maybe more. Below hayalem panai klal, and they didn't have enough time. Shakonim shal maimad trudim be musaf, because the kohanim were busy offering the musaf. And the Israelim were busy chopping wood and drawing water that was necessary for the carbon. And therefore they would need to put aside even the maimon tefilos at Ne'ilah, which are late in the day. But when there would be a carbon eitzim, when there would be an offering of wood, as the Gemara explains, kagon echad mitasmanim, one of these nine times that the Mishnah lists, v'oso yom shayu bo carbon eitzim, on the day in which there was a wood offering, afil lo hayu bo musaf, even there is no musaf offering, hayu nincha maimat shal mincha, so they would set aside the maimat tefilos at mincha, mifnei carbon eitzim, because of the wood offering, mifnei shah carbon eitzim kodem mincha, because they would offer the wood before mincha, v'docha maimat hasamach lo, and therefore they would have to set aside, push aside, the maimat tefilos which are right next to it at mincha, but v'lo shal ne'ilah, but they wouldn't need to set aside the tefilos at ne'ilah, because by then they would have enough time. Kacha Rishua Dorish. Rishua, you said, teach. We have the word Shona. Rashi has the word Dorish. Karbon Musaf, Ein B'Mincha. When there would be no Karbon Musaf, so then there would be no Maimon Tefilos at Mincha, but there would be at Ne'ilah. But time of Farshu Gemara, the Gemara will explain the reason. Fine. Zman Ase Kohanim V'Ha'am. These were the nine times where people would bring wood. Shemisnad Vim Eitzim, that they would donate wood. Tisha, nine times. Why is this? What is it significant about these nine times? So Rashi explains, Be'edu ha-tesmanim, haya kohanim va'am isnadvim lahavi eitzim. On these nine times, kohanim and people from the nation would donate wood. V'hayu makrivin carbon osayom, they would offer a carbon on that day of wood. V'afil hayu eitzim harbe, even if they would have a lot of wood, l'maracha, for the fire on the Mizbeach, even if they had a lot of wood stored away, hayu elu misnadvim makrivin be'edu tisha zmanim, they would always donate and offer wood on these times. If there were other times where we needed wood, people could donate at other times, but on these 9 days, they always would donate wood, even if it wasn't really necessary at the time. B'nei Aruch ben Yehuda. So the first time was for the family of Aruch ben Yehuda. Rashi explains, Shekesha'alu b'nei ha-gola, when we came up from the exile from Galus Bavel to rebuild the second base of Migdash, so there wasn't any wood for the base of Migdash. So Ahim hisnadvu t'chila, this family donated first, Becha b'Nisan, the first of Nisan, and they donated a lot of wood for the Beis HaMikdash. V'sipik lahem eitzim ad chaf v'tamuz, and they gave enough wood to sustain the Beis HaMikdash until chaf tamuz. Shehisnadvu b'nei David, that the children of David donated the wood. And therefore, in honor of that family that originally donated that wood on that date, so from then on they instituted, and on that date those descendants should bring an offering of wood as a sign of honor. Arach Shmuel. Arach means Shmuel. Mishevet Yehuda haya, and he was from Shevet Yehuda. Arach ben Yehuda means not that his father was Yehuda, but that he's from the tribe of Yehuda. Bnei David, the next family was from the children of David. Rashi says Mishpachas David HaMelech, means David, you know, the king. Sana ben Binyamin, Zasu ben Yehuda, these were the other names of the families. They go in Ve'eli, B'nei Kotzik, Sios. Again, the family that stole the pistol and that cut the dates. Mishpacha Achasein, this is really one family. It's two nicknames for one family. The Gemara refresh, Amai Mikruhach, and the Gemara will explain why they were called this. B'nei Adin, another family. Be'echa B'teves Shebo, B'nei Parush, Shavu B'nei Parush Nia. And on the first of Teves, B'nei Parush returned a second time. The Gemara refresh, Amai Kabulham, Elo Zman. The Gemara will explain why we set up these times. Rashi already began to explain a little bit because they donated it originally on those dates when they went to the Beis HaMikdash to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. Be'echa B'teves. And on the first of Teves, Shai Rosh Chodesh V'Chanukah, which was Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, therefore there's Hala and Musaf. Lo Hayibo Maimah, there wouldn't be any Maimah whatsoever, because they would be busy doing all of these things. I guess let's keep going quickly in the Mishnah. The Mishnah now turns to another topic. Chamisha Dvarim Iru Asavoseinu B'Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Five things occurred on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, and five bad things also occurred on Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, on the 17th of Tammuz, Nishtabru HaLuchos, the first Luchos were broken. Ubatal HaTamid, the daily offering was stopped before the first destruction. V'Huvka Ha'ir and Yushalayim was besieged. V'Sarv Apustamos Es HaTorah, and Apustamos burnt the Torah. Behemet Selam Behechel, and he set up an idol was set up in the Hechel in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara will explain in detail more all these events. B'tisha B'av, and the 9th of Av, Nigzars Alav Usinu Shalei Kansu La'aretz. After the Meraglim, it was decreed that we wouldn't be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. B'char B'Avai Sarisha, and the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. U'Vashniya, and the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. B'nilka de Beitar, and Beitar was captured. Another city, and many people were killed. V'nechosha Ha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over so that it would not be able to be rebuilt. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Nishtabru Haluchos, B'gumar Mefarsh, I'm going to explain how we know all these things. Ubatil Hatamid, the daily offering was stopped. Lefisha Gazra Malchus Gzer Mil HaKarvod, because the Romans decreed that we would not be able to offer Karbanos anymore. V'humad Selim Behechal, an idol was set up in the Hechal. Shamidu Menashe, that Menashe, the evil king Menashe, had set up. K'mefarsh B'targum Yushalmi B'parshas Hashemayim Kisi, as the Yushalmi Targum explains in Yishayahu on the Pesukim of Hashemayim Kisi. Allah was saying it was decreed on our father's door, Hamidbar, the generation that was in the Midbar. Imira Ishva Anashim Elif, one man, one person amongst these people, Hadurav, this evil generation of Zeth, Arts, if one of them sees the land, Hashem swears that they will not see the land. Beitar Ir, Gedola, Vahay Yisrael, Darimbo is a big city that many Jews lived in. V'mesachaskidim Perachnizakin, and the Gemara again explains. Ashka Drisfak Charav Beitar, that that person destroyed Beitar. Okay, many people were killed. Back into the Mishnah. U'mishnechnas Av Matim Simcha, therefore, when the month of Av comes, we decrease in our happiness and the happy things we do to commemorate all these bad events. Shabbos Echal Tisha B'Av, Lios Pesulcha, and the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out. Aser Milasapur Milachabes, you can't cut your hair or wash your clothes. Ubachamishi Mutarim from the Kavod Shabbos, but on Thursday you are allowed to get a haircut or wash your clothes out of Kavod HaShabbos to get ready for Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, Loyochal Adam Shnei Tav Shilin, you cannot eat two different cooked items. Loyochal Basav Loyishtal Yain, similarly, you should not eat meat or you should not, nor should you drink wine. Rishon Gamliel, Omer Rishon Gamliel said, Yeshana, no, you don't, it's not forbidden to eat or drink anything in particular. You should just change what you eat, meaning you should eat a little less, or do it in a way that's a little less joyous, but not that you actually are, not that it's forbidden to eat certain types of food. Rehuda Machayev, the Kfiyas Amita. Rehuda also said that on Tisha B'Av you have to overturn your beds as a sign of mourning. V'lohodu lo chachamim, but the chachamim did not agree to him. They said you do not have to turn over your bed. Let's see Rashi on that. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av, Shavua, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out on. B'chamishi Mutter, on Thursday, it's permitted to do these things. Imchal Tisha B'Av, Erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, Mutar L'Chabes, B'chamishi, it's Mutter to wash your clothes on Thursday. Ukshechal Tisha B'Av, B'dal V'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Wednesday, L'Witzrach L'Mishni Di Mutar, there's no need to say it's Mutter on Thursday, because I'm reading B'Gemara, as we're saying, L'Shana L'Fanav, that's only forbidden before Tisha B'Av of that week. But after Tisha B'Av, if Tishah falls out on Wednesday, then everything is permitted on Thursday and Friday. Shnei tavshilin, you shouldn't have two different cooked items Erev Tisha B'Av, basar v'dagim, like meat and fish, o basar u'beit some shalav, or meat with eggs on it, o dag u'beit some shalav, or fish with eggs on it, k'namar v'perek arvei p'sachim, as the Gemara explains in p'sachim. Yeshana, Rehuda says that you should change what you eat, the Gemara mafarsh, the Gemara will explain what that means. K'fiyat tamita, you should overturn your bed, al panahu, onto its face, onto, you know, so it's upside down. Bal yishan, v'lo yishan aleh, not sleep on it. So that's what Rehuda said. But the Chachamim disagreed. Back into the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, Lo hayu yomim tovim liYisrael kechamisha asar ba'av ukiyom haKippurim. There were no days greater, no happier days than Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Shebehem benosi Yushalayim yotzos b'kli lavan shulim, because on those days, at least on Tu B'Av, maybe even on Yom Kippur, the daughters of Yerushalayim, the young Jewish girls of Yerushalayim, would go out with borrowed white clothing. Why would they borrow them? Shlo levai shes mi she'enlo, so that someone who did not have her own nice clothing wouldn't be embarrassed. Kol ha'kelim tunim tvila, and all of the different clothing that people would borrow, everyone would take it to the mikvah. We'll see why that is. Ubenos Yerushalayim yotzos v'cholos v'krum, they would go out and dance in the vineyards. Umahayo omros, and what would they say? Bachur, son Aynecha, young man, look up, raise your eyes. Reimata, Borlecha, look what you are choosing for yourself. Al titein Aynecha, benoi, don't look at beauty. Tein Aynecha b'mishpacha, look at the family. Shekar, achim v'hevel yofi, isha yoras Hashem hiti salo. Pasuk says that beauty is vain and emptiness. Rather, a woman who fears God, she should be praised. V'omar tenula mi priyadeha, give to her from the fruits of her hands. V'halu v'sharim asa, she should be praised in the gates of the city through the actions, through her actions and deeds. That's the right way to judge someone, through someone's actions and deeds, not based on physical beauty. Similarly, the pasuk says, to enter Anna, go out and see Benos Sion, the daughters of Zion, B'melch Shlomo, the king Shlomo, Ba'atarsha Itrolo Imo, with the crown that his mother gave him, B'yom Chasunasu, on his day of his wedding, B'yom Simchaslibo, and on the day of his happy heart. And the Mishnah understands that this is referring to a mashal. The Melech Shlomo is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael is his mother. And what does it mean on the day of his marriage? B'yom Chasunasu Zemat in Torah. That's when we got at Har Sinai, we got the Torah. B'yom Simchaslibo, on the day of a happy heart, Zebinim Beis HaMikdash. This is the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Shivana B'mehera V'Amena, which should be speedily rebuilt in our days. Amen. And so we see that, again, the most important things that someone can give to someone is not physical beauty, but it's the Torah and spiritual things like rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see Rashi on that. Kfiyas Amit, we read that. Shu'ulim, they would borrow the clothing. Shekulim Sho'alo Zumizu, everyone would borrow clothing from one another. Afilu Ashiros Kedish Levayish, even rich girls would borrow from other girls so that it wouldn't embarrass someone who didn't have and really would have to borrow. To unin tvila, they were required going to the mikvah. Kodem shilbushim, before they would wear them. Lefisha ein kol achas bekiyam bechaverta, because not each woman wouldn't necessarily know about her friend. Shemanida haisan, maybe she was anida, and her clothing, therefore, is tameh and needs to go to the mikvah. So we, as a general rule, we just said everything should go to the mikvah. Vecholos k'malachol b'macholos, to go dance. The Melech Shlomo, the Melech Shashom Shalom, the king who peace belongs to him, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imo and his mother Knesset Yisrael, meaning Klal Yisrael, Zemat and Torah, Yom HaKippur, Shininu Bo Luchos HaAcharonos, that the day of Matan Torah, which is such a happy day, is referring to not to Shavuos, Rashi says, but to Yom Kippur, when the second Luchos were given. So we see that Yom Kippur is referred to as a very happy day, as, so to speak, the wedding day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Therefore, that's why it was one of the two happiest days on the calendar.